by this. Omar Rav, Rav says, Benochrius Horoya. That's what the Mishnah says, if you lent your clothing first to a Goya, and then you take it back and wear it, and you find the dam, you can be told it came from her. Only if the Nochrius, the Goya, is old enough that she could see, and she saw, you know for sure she saw dam already once. The Rashi says, Shigdoni, she's older. The Yaitimborn, you know, the Kvaros, you know that she saw already once. So you know she saw already once, now you can be told this castle came from her. Masad Mimai, what's the proof? Because the Mishnah says, do me the nida. It says, you're telling the Nochri, you're just like a nida. So Ma nida, just like the nida, the Kachazdi, she saw the nida, she became Tom, she saw Dam. Is Af Nochri, so the Kachazdi, Nochri, also she saw Dam, therefore she's Tom. And therefore you have right to be told it in her, and said the Dam came from her, not from you. Other Rosh Hashanah says, no. Ki noyim v'shoch of Rav Amal Oshmaita. When Rav said this aloha, he was like dreaming, he was like dozing off. Unless he was wrong, it's not true. Why? The Tanya would learn like this. Toyla binochris. That again, the same similar case, that first you lent your dress to a goya, she wore it, and then the Jew wore it, and you found the testimony to give you toliya that it came from the nochria, and therefore the Jew is Torah. Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir says, binochris to ruya liwais. Rabbi Meir says you give a toliya in the goya, as long as she is old enough that she could see. But not that she had to see. So Porsche was a Tanakam hold, even though she's not even that old, even though she's less than that age, still you could be told in it. In Sodom, there's a figure of me, even a man, it's Momachim here. Lekram, he doesn't say Ela Beruya Lirois. Just that Goya has to be old enough that she's fit to see Dam. Aburoyla Yitzhak, but neither of them hold that you have to be told young in the Isha that really saw Dam already. So it's not like Rav's, therefore Rav is wrong. That's what Rosh Hashanah said. Omar Rav, Rav says back, no. The Rav is right. For Tizbur, is it true what you want to say that Rav Meir is the Chum, Rav Meir is the Machmer over here? No, it's not true. Rav Meir is Lekula, Rav Meir is the one that's being Mekul over here, Rav Meir is Lekula. The Tanya will learn like this. Eina Tola Benochris. The Tanakama says, you're not Tola in a Goya. Pasha means if she did not see it, you can't be Tola in her. Rav Meir, why not Tola? Rav Meir says, no, you could be Tola in her. Means that even though she didn't see it, as long as she's old enough that she could see, it's enough. But according to the Tanakam holds, no, even though she's old enough, if she did not see Dam, then you can't be told in her. So that's like Rav says, like about the Tanakam, that you can only be told if you lent your beggar to a Goya, if she already saw Dam. But if she did not see Dam, then you can't be told in her. So it's like Rav. So Moses says, that still, we saw the Elakashach, it's still the first ratio, the first price of the Earth Mashman Remeya is Taka, the Machma Tanakam is more Mekel. Moses says, no, Tiru Sochi, Verm Shan, the first price like this. Fihi Shoroya, the Tanakam says, when could you be totally your dress? In the Goya you lent it to yesterday, only if she already saw Dam once, that Goya. Then you could say, the spot of Dam now came from her. But if she did not see it, you can't be told, like Rav says, that's the Tanakama. Remeya's maker and says, no, Beruya Lirois, no, as long as she's old enough that she could see, Viatha Pisha anyway, even though she didn't see it, still you could be told it on her. So that's the Masekah Tanakama and Remeya. This Koponim is good Rav, that Rav is all the Chumra and Paschal about the Tanakama, that he could only be told in the Goya if she already saw Dam. But if she did not see Dam yet, you can't be told it on her. Tan Rabban. We're going to write like this. Toilo bishomeris yom keneged yom. Similar case where you had your dress, Rachel had a dress, and she lent it to her friend Leah, and Leah wore it, and then after she got finished wearing it, she gave it back to Rachel. Then Rachel wore it for next day, and then Rachel found a custom on it, so we don't know who it come from Rachel or from Leah. So let's say when Leah wore it yesterday, she was a shomeris yom keneged yom b'sheni shalor. Means she was joined her 11 days between Nidus and Nidus, and she saw 2 days ago Dam, and then the Lochra is the next day, she has to be a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, she has to wait 1 day to make sure she doesn't see again. So the second day, that's when she borrowed your dress. And then she gave it back to you, and she wore it the next day. So you have the right to be told and say yes, that this Dam came from that Isha that wore, from Leah that wore it yesterday. Since she was a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. Or else the Seferis Shiva, an Isha that was a Zava, and even though she already counted Zayin Kiyam, but she told her she didn't go to the mikveh yet. That also she wore the dress and then she gave it to you, and now you find a testimony, you're Torah, you have a right to say kay from her. Lefikov, therefore, the locker is he, Mr. Kenneth, the last, the owner of the dress now that's wearing it now, she's tall, but the chaver to Mikl Kelis, the first one that wore it, we say she was the one that had this kesem, therefore she got room because of it, she's Mikl Kelis. Tivu Rav Shimon, these was Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi explains, Visheni Shalon, the second day, in Mishilta Lishmeris Yoim. If you lend it to the Shmeris Yoim, Visheni Shalom on the second day, so told her you're right to say the dam came from her, even though she didn't see dam today, but since she saw dam yesterday, and therefore since she's Tomei, therefore we say the dam came from her. And suddenly, even though she counted 7 days as Ainikiyim, but since she didn't go to the mikveh, she's still Tomei, we have right to be totally in her. Those are the words of Shem Gamliel. Since that Ish is Tomei, and this one is Tor, so we're totally in her better. Rabbi says no. Ain't the Torah? No, you can't be telling the other one. Ain't the Torah, Rabbi says. Rashi says, Ho Mikl Kalis Lo, because by saying the first one saw, you're ruining it for her. Because she's a Shemeris Yem Kenegid Yoim, and now you're making her tell me another day? Or else, yes, she counted Zayin Akim, you're making her be so starting over again. So you're being Mekukal Ho, so if Rabbi says you're not totally in her, and Lefikah, therefore, we tackle did not know from which Isha the Kesem came from. And therefore we have to say, Shtei Mikuchelis, both of them are Tomei, both are Mekukul. The first one and the second one, so both have to go to Chumra. That's for Rabbi Svaro. But Bishov and both Rebbe and Shem Lulu both agree, Shetoma B'Shemeres Yerim Kenegad Yerim B'Rishin Shalom, that let's say the first Isha saw Dam that day, and then she wore the beggar the rest of the day, and then she gave it back to you when you wore it the next day, that even Rebbe would agree the second one is Torah. You have right to say the first one saw, because she saw that day anyway. Like you're not being Mekalkuler at all, anything more, because she's Tomei anyway that day. So by saying she saw the Kesem, you're not ruining her at all, if even Rebbe would agree, you're telling them the first one. Or else, it'll be Yeshevis Adam Tov. Let's say the first lady gave birth, and she's during the days now, that even she sees Dam as Dam Tov. So again, if we say it was her Kesem, we're not ruining her. She's Tov anyway. So then we're telling you this Kesem came from her, and the second one is also Tov. Or else it would be Psula. Let's say she just got married, and she broke her Psulim, so Lochri is the first 4 nights she's about to live with her husband. And any Dam she sees, we say it's Dam Besulim. It's Dam Maka, it's not Dam Nidus. So therefore, Shadamir Torim. So that Isha borrowed your dress, and then the second Isha puts it on again, so we'll tell you that Dam came from the first one, which is Dam Tor, and therefore both of them remain Tor. Yeah, here they both agree. Now the Gemara explains. The Fikot of Shem Gamliel, in his first case, that he said, you told him the Shmeres Yoim and the Shmeres Yoim, why do you have to speak out the Fikot of Chur Pshita, that the first one is Mekuka, the second one is Torah, Lamli. So when it says Mishum the Rebbe Nechnami, he only says it because that's why Rebbe also said Lashon Lafikach. Therefore he says Lafikach. But it's all very good. Lafikach to Rebbe Lamli, what do I need Rebbe's Lafikach for? So when it says yes, because the mother time I would have thought to say, it's a big swear to say, Yiddish Takach Kesem, Rebbe says we don't know which one it came from. So we have to say they're both Tomei. So I would have thought to say no, true, you're not told it in the first one, but maybe it's a sword to be told it in the second one. I would have thought maybe he, the Ishtakach Kesem Gabor, the one you found to have a Kesem, Tiskalkul, she's the one to be Tomei. But Edoch, the first one, we didn't find it by her, late Tiskalkul, she's not ruined for the first one at all. It's Kamashman, that's the Chiddush Nod, according to Rebbe, since we do not know from which one, the first or second one, the Kesem came from, but now suddenly we have to say it came from both. They're both in the Sefer, they're both Tomei, and both of them are Mekukal. Omer of Chizdom, Chizdom says like this, Omer of Chizdom, what's going to be Tomei v'Tor, Shehochu v'Shnei Shvilim? A person that's Tomei and a person that's Tor, both of them walk down two different roads. Echa Tor v'Echa Tomei. One road had a mace there, was Tomei, one road had a Tor. So you want to know, do we have a right to say the person that's Tor, Ms. Tomei, he walked down the Tordic road, he's still Tor, and the other one is still Tomei? So he said, this comes from Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And according to Rebbe, we're not Tomei, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we'll be Tomei, Lohokil, to said the Tor went down the Tordic road. Maskib Lo Ravada, Ravada says back, no, who said so? At kan until now, Lord, come a Rebbe. When does Rebbe say both are Tomei Hosemel, the Tavayu, Kedo, the Ninu? They're both the same status. Like, we have no reason to say one more than the other. And if we'd say one,
you're ruining it for the other one. Like, which one should be ruined more? For Hoch over here, there's a big reason to say, like, my nafka, let me know, like, what's the difference? The
one, when does Rabbi say, we're not totally dafka over there? Because my nafka, because over there, the Tavaya Kadodi Ninu. Like, both of them will have to lose. If they become Tommy, both of them lose. The first one and the second one, they both have to lose. Therefore, their Rabbi says that we don't know which one to be told, they're both Tommy. But Hoch, my nafka, you know, what's the difference over there? My nafka, let me know. Like, the one that's Tommy is Tommy anyway, and the one that's Torah should remain Torah. So even Rebbe would agree, we have right to say that Torah took a person went down the Torah took a road. However, Rav Chisda holds now, say, Iyut Tfilo Boy, there's enough community before also, that before the Eber Rebbe, the person, even though she's a Shemaris, even though she can't design a kim, but she still needs Tfilo. So my says she's still Tommy. Even though she's Tommy, and still Rebbe says, we're not totally in her more than the other one. See, so even though one is Tommy and one is Tor, according to Rebbe, we would not be totally one more than the other. So according to Rebbe, that it could be we would not know what would be, both of them would be suffering Tommy. If it were done like this, Om Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Chanina, Tommy v'Tor, a person is Tommy, a person is Tor, if you leave in Tor v'Tor, a person is Tor, and a person is totally suffering whether he's Tommy. Sho'ocho v'shnei shvil, they went down two roads. Echo Tommy v'Echo Tor, one road was Tor, one was Tommy. Torah Tommy betol the Avrat. They said the one that's Tommy went there. They told the person. They told the person went down the Tommy road. The one that's a Suffolk, but the betol betol the one that's a Torah went down the Tommy road. They recorded everybody. So of course here the Torah the one that ones have nothing to lose. He's Tommy anyway. But the one that's Torah, he has the right to say he still remains Torah. Boy, man, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, like this. Boy, man, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Bali Voi. Ma litlas kesem bekesem. Let's say this Isha lent her beggar to another lady that has tome because of the kesem. And then after she used it, you used it again. And then she found the kesem on her beggar. So could you be told now that this dam came from the other one, even though she wasn't vada tome with the right her, she only had a tumas kesem on him. So I'll leave with the Rabbi Loti Boiloch. Hashtag Mahosam, the Kochaz, the Meguvin over there, she saw Megu for the dam. Or might they still use Anatoly Natolo? Hocha de Miyam, because here's only a Kestam, we're not sure dam came from her altogether. Lekoshchen, for sure, you can't be told if this dam came from her, but both you have a Sophet Tumas Kestam on you. Kitibola, where's Mashal Alibid of Shem and Gamliel? Hosam, the Kochaz over there, with Isha Vadi saw dam Megufa, Taya, therefore he says she saw one, she saw a second time. And this Kestam came from her, and the second lady is Tor. But Hoch over here that the first lady, the Miyama Kesem, the rice, we don't know for sure she's Tommy. We have right to say the Kesem came Miyama, Leitalia. We do not say that only the second one is Tommy, not the first one. By Dilma, maybe no listeners, so there's no difference. Omalay answers back, and the Indian is, ain't totally, we're not totally. My time was the reason of fee, she ain't totally, that's it, we're not totally. But since the first one was only about of Kesem, we do not know for sure she even saw Dam. We do not know for sure that Dam came from her. She's on the Tommy with Rabbanan. Therefore, the second dress that she wears, both of them are the Suffolk. Which one saw this Dam? Therefore, they're both Tommy in a Suffolk. Eighth, we have a question. It says, they told them Kestam Kestam. We're not told them Kestam Kestam. But in Shilu Chalukul Noch, if you lend your dress to a Goya, or you Yeshevas, or you Nisha, Yeshevas, like Kestam, have a raise that Tullah, but then you could be totally no. So who are good for cash is still alone. Ratio mat, they ain't totally not totally in the kesem. Sefer mat is only what totally. Rest of all the cash is still, I tell you, how Rabbi was Shimon Gamliel. One goes according to Rabbi that we're not totally, one goes according to Shimon Gamliel that we are totally. He could yam his son say, oh, Rabbi goes according to Rabbi. Or Barisha and Shiloh, or Vishen and Shiloh. One's Barisha in the first day she saw, then she's Vadi Tama that day, then everybody else would totally in her. Or else the same Shiloh, then we're not totally. I'll tell you.